And consider as well this anecdote that Keith Lowe shared earlier in this book, Savage Continent. Quote, in his multi-volume History of the Conflict, Winston Churchill told a story. The episode occurred at the first conference of the Big Three in Tehran at the end of 1943. Churchill was having dinner with Stalin and Roosevelt on the second day of the conference when Stalin proposed a toast to the liquidation of at least, quote, at least 50,000 and perhaps 100,000 of the German command staff, unquote. Churchill, who knew all about the mass shootings of Polish officers at Katyn at the beginning of the war, was disgusted by this remark and stated baldly that the British people would never tolerate mass executions. When Stalin still insisted that 50,000 must be shot, Churchill could stand it no longer. I would rather be taken out into the garden here and now and be shot myself, he said, than sully my own and my country's honor by such infamy. In an ill-judged attempt to lighten the tone, Roosevelt interjected at this point with a suggestion that they compromise on a smaller number to be shot, say 49,000. It appears he meant this as a joke, but given what he also knew about Stalin's past, it was in very poor taste, to say the least. Churchill was unable to make a reply before Roosevelt's son, Elliot, who was also present at the dinner, added his two pennyworth. Look, he said to Stalin, when our armies start rolling in from the west and your armies are still coming on from the east, we'll be solving the whole thing, won't we? Russian, American, and British soldiers will settle the issue for most of those 50,000 in battle. And I hope not only those 50,000 war criminals will be taken care of, but many hundreds of thousands more Nazis as well. Unquote from Elliot. At this, Stalin rose to his feet, embraced Elliot, and clinked glasses with him. Churchill was dismayed. Much as I love you, Elliot, he said, I cannot forgive you for making such a dastardly statement. How dare you say such a thing? He got up and stormed out of the room, leaving Stalin and his foreign minister, Vyacheslav Molotov, to hurry after him with claims that he was taking things too seriously. They'd only all been playing. This anecdote has been repeated by many historians and has been interpreted variously as proof of Stalin's ruthlessness, a demonstration of Roosevelt's naivete, and an illustration of Churchill's growing powerlessness in the shadow of the other two. It's certainly President Roosevelt's comments that are the most revealing, since they are the most unexpected. He does seem to have been taken with the idea of executing 50,000 German prisoners, since it was virtually the first thing he mentioned when the three men met again at their second conference in Yalta just over a year later. If one takes Roosevelt's comments at face value and factor in the president's well-known anti-German prejudice, then he begins to appear every bit as ruthless as Stalin. The treatment of German prisoners of war in 1945 has always been controversial because it calls into question the very values that the Allies claimed to be fighting for. What Stalin, Roosevelt, and Churchill were discussing was the necessary flip side of the liberation, a process in which millions of Europeans would not be set free, but incarcerated, and many thousands not saved, but led to their deaths. Churchill, who always had an eye for posterity, understood that this was not a subject to be taken lightly. It was one thing for released slaves to be seen pursuing vengeance, but quite another for powerful world leaders, unquote. And that's from Savage Continent.